Mr. Wilfork, how are we today? All right?
Good, good.
Everything's good?
Everything's good.
Good outcome yesterday? Everything worked out just fine?
Good outcome, good win. Have to hurry up and turn the page, though.
Oh, here we go. Can you hang? Can we hold? Can we stay on the page for like 10 minutes, and then we'll...
let's just do the bottom paragraph of the first page.
Okay, so let's study the page. Yeah. What do we learn from the page? Okay, we'll talk about it as a class. Yeah. A little pop quiz on it, and then we'll move on.
All right, let me ask you this about Peyton Manning, because you guys seem to do a tremendous job of coming up the middle, forcing pressure up the middle. We saw Mayo numerous times blitzing up the middle. Is that a design for a quarterback like that, in that he's good when he kind of moves around that pocket, but you try to give him some pressure up front right into his face?
You know, we knew Peyton was very good when he's able to stand in the pocket and read his receivers and read the defense. So one of our main thing was to try to get him off the spot, make him move around a little bit. And when we did that, we did pretty good. You know, when we did that, we had the different calls that we mixed in and stuff. So at the end of the day, we executed well, very well. Got a lot of guys, made a lot of plays. We played together as a team, all three phases. And that's what you want to look, you know, you want to build. You know, you talk about it every week, you know, being in sync with one another. The field position, the turnovers, scoring. And I think we did a pretty good job of that yesterday. So we just have to keep it up, you know, get more consistent and actually start piling on.
He took a year away from football, Peyton Manning did. You saw him yesterday. You've seen this guy many times. What's your takeaway? I mean, is he the same? Is he better?
Not a step, huh? I don't believe. I mean, he made some throws. He made some plays. I think he's in sync. I have to say, coming into this week, I think over, you know, the first couple of weeks with him playing, you could see him, you know, starting to get back in tune. But I think he's where old Peyton, you know, where old Peyton is. He's back to his regular self, and he's making a lot of plays. So that's a good team we played. We played a real good team. We came out on top against a very, very good football team. So we have to be proud of the way we played.
I'm sure you face Russell Wilson, for example, coming up with Seattle. You have somebody on the scout team who's going to be Russell Wilson. Peyton Manning, is there any way of really preparing for that guy, or is it just one of those things where you gotta experience it really to understand what's coming?
I mean, you have to experience it yourself. I mean, people attack, you know, different people certain ways. We had a certain way we wanted to attack them. And we did. And I think the main thing for us was executing. Everything is not going to be perfect. You know what I mean, you're going against one of the best quarterbacks to ever play this game. So everything wasn't going to be perfect. But when we executed well, the defense, the game plan that we had, we was very successful.
I don't know if it was they had new parabolic mics or something, but listening to the TV broadcast, both him and Tom sounded so clear, like they were making more calls than ever. You've played against him enough. Was he making more audibles, fake audibles, all that stuff, or directing things more than usual? Because the audio made it sound like they were making huge calls.
No. I mean, from the times I faced him all the way up until, you know, yesterday, it's the same. I mean, the same communication. I mean, the way he try to get the perfect play for his team. I mean, it's the same. And then I try not to get caught up into listening to what he's saying and all that stuff, because he'll run you crazy.
Yeah.
And like I said, our main thing was executing our game plan. And like I said, when we did that, we was very successful doing it. So that's how it's going to be each week. Each week we're going to have a different game plan, and it's going to come down to executing. I mean, if we don't like what we're doing, we come to the sideline, we change things. That's National Football League.
I don't know what it was for the players, for the fans, to have two teams come up in a hurry-up offense was as entertaining as it possibly gets. Now, you sat out a few plays, I noticed, in the fourth quarter. You came out a few times. They seemed to really be a little dragged down in the fourth quarter. Did you feel it?
I could tell it picked up the end of the third, going into the fourth. It picked up. Their pace picked up a little bit. I don't think that, you know, they did a lot of checking at that point. I think it was a play that they wanted to get to. They got it. Boom. Ball snapped. So you really get it. It's almost like a two-minute drill, you know, at that point. But you could feel back and forth how, you know, it'll speed up, it'll slow down, speed up, slow down. But by the end of the third quarter, towards the end of the third quarter, you could just tell it was a sense of urgency for these guys. They picked it up, and they capitalized on some of the plays.
All right, obviously the score got to the point where you pretty much knew what Peyton Manning was going to do out there because the score dictated it. But the fact that you guys were able to contain their running game, did that alter his play action? Did you suddenly get a better feel as to, we're containing this right now, we pretty much know what he's going to do here?
Yeah, at some points we kind of knew, you know, just studying, you know, just doing a lot of film work when they liked the play action passes, when they was running the ball, when they weren't running the ball, or when they faked it. We had a pretty good idea of, you know, when they was going to do that stuff. And that's, you know, that's all come through with film. You know, you get a chance to play a game throughout, and then all of a sudden, you know, you up a couple scores. Now, you know, play action really, it's not in their favor. You know, we're really not playing for the run. But it happens like that. You know, sometimes you can see it, sometimes you can't. It just depends on how that team like to run their play action or run the ball, what type of team they are in the fourth quarter. When they got to have it, what type of, you know, what they're going to do, who they're going to go to. So all that stuff come into play towards the end of the game.
What was it like for you going against Dan Copen?
You know what? We really didn't talk much. I mean, it was just a regular day at the job for me. I mean, I'm pretty sure for the same thing for Dan. I mean, it wasn't, you know, no scuffles. It wasn't nothing. It was just me going out playing a football game. He was going out playing a football game. You know, and got a chance to, you know, see him afterwards. You know, and you know, just talk or whatever. But as far as playing against him, it wasn't really a big deal.
There are certain teams that you get far more of that chatter, far more. Are there certain guys that you know, offensive linemen, because they're a strange breed, those offensive linemen. You know, they read all the time and stuff like that. So are there certain guys that you just know are going to sit there and start chatting away, or are they a quiet breed?
I don't chatter a lot.
But do they?
You know, sometimes, it's just normal. It's just normal conversation. You don't go out and say, hey, I'm going to kick your butt. You know, it's no trash talking. I mean, you know, guy make a good play. Hey, that was a good play. Or they'll say, you know, vice versa. How you been? Been good. How about yourself?
This great. Is during the game?
Good luck, you know.
During the game, they're like that?
Yeah, I mean.
Really?
I mean, it's just like, I mean, it's.
I feel like they're setting you. They got to be setting you up for something.
My guard, right. My guard is always up.
Okay, right. There you
always
go.
Up, so. Setups for me is, nah, I keep them up.
So they ask you how you're doing, you say, what the bleep do you mean? How kind of question is that? It's a third quarter. What are you asking me for?
Well, check the scoreboard. You want to see how
the talking normally go on at the beginning of the game anyway. So.
You know what it is? It's the wideouts and the DBs. They like to talk a lot, right?
You know, those guys.
Yeah.
Right. Rob Ninkovich talked about that play towards the end of the game where you guys stripped McGahee. Anticipating a run in the red zone, was that a talking point or was that a coaching point during the week leading up about their propensity to run?
Absolutely. We kind of felt that this team, getting down in the red area, they take a lot of shots and then have to run the ball. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So those guys did a real good job of funneling the ball back in and Ninkovich getting his hand on it. And that was a big play in the game, you know, because it was, you know, it was setting up. They was in pretty good shape of going in for either kicking the field goal or, you know, a touchdown. So that was a heads-up play by the defense, and they came up big. That was a big, big stop for us.
Yeah. We should sponsor this segment from AT&T. How many text messages did you get
17.
Yesterday? Only 17.
Because phone was going dead.
Okay. I mean, 39
in
Buffalo.
In the rain slowed her down, you know. So.
So wait a minute. Even when you're up.
She's slacking.
39 to
so
17.
Even when you're slacking. Up big in a game, she's still absolutely. Finding some fault or something
absolutely.
There?
Absolutely.
There's got to be some words of encouragement, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
The course of it?
Yeah. Everything is not bad.
Come on.
No, not at all. Not at all.
17 yesterday.
17 yesterday.
Wow.
She fell off a little bit. Got to get on about that.
Don't give Fred your phone number. You'll get five times that money, okay? All right? Well, you know, when you look at the way the game played out and we talked about that big play by the defense to strip McGahee.
Yes.
you've seen this team before. You've seen Peyton Manning do things like this, get to within one score. What was there any talk in the huddle about, you know, hey, how important things were? Does everybody just understand that?
You know, I think everybody kind of understood it, but I think a lot of people at the same time, before every series, we talk and just saying, you know, hey, let's just do our jobs, you know, take care of your responsibility. And that was it. So I think everybody was actually on the same page. We knew what type of team this guy, you know, this team was with Peyton Manning back there orchestrating everything. So when you have a quarterback like that, you're never out of a game. Never, you know. So, and you know, he fought. They fought. You know, they fought. But, you know, we just made a lot of plays yesterday. You know, as a team, we made a bunch of plays.
I've heard everybody say they're a good team after the game yesterday, and there's no question they're a good team on both sides of the ball. You can see that. But do you guys recognize that? Because every week we hear you guys come out and say, we're playing a good team this week, and they can do this, they can do that. But deep down inside, being real honest with us now and open, did you come out of a game like that yesterday?
My guard's up.
There he is.
You know what? All I can see is Bill's face right now. I don't see Vince. But do you come out of that game looking at it and saying, that is a deep playoff team? So we've accomplished something off of that one yesterday.
We knew going into that game that this was a good football team, just like we know this week. Seattle is a good football team. I don't think if you're recognizing that on game day that you're going against a pretty good football team, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. But I think we recognize throughout the week the coach will do a real good job of, you know, trying to give us a little background of the team that we're facing, the type of players they have, how the coaches think, and just how their team is made up. Because every team is different. Every team is made up different. You know, coming in the game, we knew they like to run the ball. They can run the ball very, very good. Peyton can throw the football. They had good specialists. They had good defense. We knew all of that. They had key guys in key positions for them that make big plays for them. We knew that going into this game. Like I say, and it's going to go the same way this week. This is going to be another team. We're not familiar with them. We don't play them a lot. But at the same time, we know we're going to Seattle for a fight.
Yeah, they're a little different this year, too. And that may be the loudest place that you'll play during the course of the year. Now, for you, it's not as bad because they're going to be quiet when their offense is out there. But do you think that their defensive line gets a little bit of edge when the crowd is that loud?
Absolutely.
Maybe you can come off the mark a little quicker?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, that's one of the things that they have in their favor. That's probably one of the loudest stadiums ever. I mean, playing there once, they were very, very, very loud. And just hearing some guys that played there just talk about, you know, how they get into it, you know, the false starts. I mean, you can see it every week. Every time they play home, it's always a false start. So, and that's a credit to them. That's their home field advantage is they crowd getting into the ball game. So we're going to have to go play them and the crowd. But if we just execute well and get off to a good start and just play well together, as a team, you know, we'll be okay.
All right, Vince, now you can officially turn the page. Now, on the page six in
Thank
Seattle,
you.
Good luck. Vince Wilfork.